three. Positive one, two, three.
Sore loser.
Heck yeah, we are. Heck yeah, we are.
What
heck
up?
Yeah, we are.
What
heck
up, every?
Yeah, we are.
What up, every?
This is a sad day.
Yeah, dude. What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but it really doesn't matter because there aren't going to be any more sports anymore.
What's up, you guys? It's Sizzin. This is the end of the Sore Losers podcast as we know it. If there's no sports, there's no... If there's no sports, there's no sore losers.
That's right.
If you shotgun this weekend... just keep it to yourself.
Hey, don't even bother sending it to us.
Dude, like, I don't even know what to do.
Coach, this is whack. Hey, I gotta switch my headphones. I'll be right back.
Can I paint the picture real quick?
This is so crazy.
Let me paint the picture real quick. Lunchbox comes in with a bucket.
Oh, here. Let me. You want to hear him?
Yeah,
you wanna hear
yeah.
Here.
Full of pieces of paper. That he cut out individually of all the people that want to enter the bracket.
I copied and pasted everybody's Twitter handle or name from email, put them on a list, printed them out.
Oh, yeah.
And went upstairs to the chop machine.
Yes.
And we used the chop machine.
Chop, chop.
And,
you
and
have
Hillary
lost your gold dang mind.
I told the idiot, just do an app. And
somebody sent me an app link where you can enter names and
exactly.
It randomly does them.
Exactly.
Right. But I still had to copy and paste them into that app link. So what difference does it make if I just print them out and cut them?
You avoid the cutting.
You don't have to even print them out. The names auto—they generate, and then
but
you just
I'm
pick
saying
the name.
I had to go ahead and copy and paste them all anyway, so I might as well do the drawing. The drawing is fun, guys.
Okay.
This is fun.
Here's the thing.
So my thing
we're
is,
we're gonna do this dang drawing, Coach.
No.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't know if we should even draw.
I don't think we should.
No.
I mean, everything is canceled.
If you guys think there's going to be March Madness, you've lost your
damn mind.
Well, do they push it back to April Madness?
No, May Madness. May Madness is my guess.
May Madness.
But my whole thing is...
What if they push it back to the bachelor party?
Oh, wow.
Coach, we'll have to make change of plans.
Forget the strippers. We got the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
It is... last night was absolutely bananas. When the news comes across, the NBA is postponed. And you're like, what? What do you mean the NBA's postponed? Like, and then it comes out that Rudy Gobert tests positive for coronavirus.
After the dumbass touched every mic.
No, see,
I saw the video.
Stop. He's being funny. You can't call him a dumb. You can still joke, and he was joking. He didn't know he had the virus.
No, I think it's ironic that the one dude that has the virus is the one that made the joke.
Yes.
Did everybody on that team come out and touch the mics? No.
Nobody says, but he's the one that spread it. Maybe it was the other dude, Donovan Mitchell.
Right, because Donovan Mitchell.
But here's the thing, though. Like, seriously. Every reporter that had a mic up there probably is exposed to corona.
They're all quarantined. Here's what's crazy is I was reading that the Jazz and the Thunder are all quarantined at the arena.
Wait,
they can't
all stuck
leave.
There? They're stuck
that
here?
That is in no way that's true. You're telling me these millionaire players are cool with showing in a locker room right now.
No chance.
Playing pocket pool with their bros.
Like the Jazz, they are looking at getting a bus back to Utah because they had to be quarantined.
Hey, I mean
because two other guys have already tested positive. Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell both have corona. So that means they were saying that Gobert was touching other people's stuff in the locker room. But he's probably just being normal. You know what I mean? So everybody's like, oh, he's such a dumbass. Why would he do that? He was just doing what he normally does. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. The little clip of him, though, touching all the
that
mics.
That was hilarious. No.
Now, after the fact, looks so bad.
But it's so funny because he stands up. He stands up like he's not going to touch anything, and then he touches it all.
Coach.
All up on it.
That's funny. Until worst case scenario, you actually have the virus, and he has the virus. I mean, whenever
touching.
You tell jokes, you always hope. Okay, I'm gonna joke about
Ebola.
Yeah, I'm gonna joke about it. Then you get it. No.
He's not a dumbass because he didn't know he had it. But ironically, he had
it. Yes, he did. Right.
And then on camera, he's spreading it to everyone. That's crazy.
So
that's America
now,
right there.
So now all those reporters are going to have to be quarantined.
Correct.
And then all the teams that
let me get my little tape recorder that I've had up there.
Guys, it's not only the reporters too. Like, think about, was that the last interview of the night? Because what you do with your little recorder is like, all right, here, now I'm going to talk to Raymundo. Here we go. And you stick the mic right up to his face.
Well, all the Jazz players are going to be quarantined anyway. Because Donovan Mitchell tests positive, but we don't know who had it first.
Now, so who was on the podcast 2 days ago saying, why are we worried just about the fans? We're not. I even said DeSouza. What if DeSouza's got corona? No. And coach.
Yeah, you tried to blame DeSouza. Like, okay.
Well, I used him as an example. I even said Wagner from like Michigan, who's not even playing in college anymore.
Players from the teams the Jazz have played within the last 10 days were told to self-quarantine. Those teams include the Cavaliers, Knicks, Celtics, Pistons, Raptors.
Okay, yeah. They're really self-quarantined, dude. You're not telling an NBA player to chill in his house and self-quarantine. Those guys are out. I guarantee they hit the club last night. Guys, this is a time to party. If you're a spring break student right now, or if you're an NBA player,
What are you talking about?
Coach, spring break just got extended by a week.
It really did.
They are partying their butts off, dude.
A lot of millennials are getting online and booking vacations to places they've never been because it's so cheap.
Is this the end of the world? Is God coming? Is Jesus coming tomorrow?
This is the thing.
Is how he did it?
Because the millennials, the younger generation, they're not the ones that are dying from this. So they're like, okay, we get it. It's just a little cold. Whatever. Who cares? I'm going to Tahiti.
That's the stupidest thing ever, because some of these millennials may have compromised immune systems and could get sick. Not all of them are immune to it. Don't be crazy.
I love how barely doctors know what they're talking about, but we're going to sit here. And
absolutely.
Eddie, compromised.
Immune system.
An immune system.
Correct.
Gosh, we don't know what the heck we're talking about.
COVID-19.
So then, did you, and we all saw the video of Mark Cuban, right? When he got the news?
Yes.
See, I think he got the news that Rudy Gobert tested positive because as an NBA owner, he was probably in the discussions. He knew that they were talking about postponing or, you know.
No. They showed the camera. They showed the phone. It was a D-pick that he got. It was a D-pick from the Jazz locker room. Who knows what he got, right, Coach? Hey, what if it was a bank statement? Like, really, what? We have no clue.
Dude, and then SportsCenter. Oh, he must have got the news that the NBA was canceled.
We have exclusive video of Mark Cuban receiving the news.
Yeah, it was just a Snapchat of some girls' knockers.
We're so dumb that we think that we know exactly what came down his phone.
And then all of a sudden, now conference tournaments are canceled. Spring training is being halted, and Major League Baseball is going to push back the start of the regular season. Eddie's eating his damn chips on the freaking
podcast.
Let him
roll. Maybe it's a new thing.
It's been a long day.
Hey, audio quality is out the door. Would you cancel every sporting event known to man? I mean, might as well turn on the horse channel, because God knows they're at least racing and making some sort of money for somebody.
That was my question. Are the horses going to be running this week? That's all we got.
Statement from the Boston Celtics.
No, I thought he said from the horse track. I was like, oh, God.
From Yonkers racetrack.
They are closing. Good God, take me now.
Turns out number 9 jockey has come down with corona.
Bovada comes out. We are pulling the automatically generated dog races. We realize that people are getting in groups and watching these races.
What'd you see, Coach?
It is saying that the Celtics said they are sad that the NBA has suspended the season, but now that 2 people from the Utah Jazz have tested positive for coronavirus, they are now self-quarantined through Monday.
Wow.
Their travel staff and their players and coaches.
Now, I have a recent quote from Mark Cuban. I've reached out to find out what it would cost financially support people who aren't going to be able to come to work for his staff. So he's thinking, what's it going to cost for us to pay? Like, how big is an NBA staff? Or does that even mean the people that come to the arenas?
I think he's talking about the arenas, ushers, everybody.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
I think the people on salary get paid anyway. He's talking about, I think, hourly workers.
Yes.
So, like, the ushers.
The ushers. The concessions. Things like that.
The kid that wipes the sweat off the court.
I think those are volunteers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So he won't get paid.
No, I don't think he gets paid.
Okay.
The halftime entertainment guy spinning plates.
The trampoline?
Yes.
Yeah. The dog.
Ice cold beer. He's talking about those people.
The guy that throws the frisbee to his dog.
Oh, the lady that flips the cups up on top of her head.
Yeah, the bulls.
From the unicycle.
Yes.
I've been watching.
Bulls, that's what it is.
They do a free feed for. Did you see Duke? They had some little kid playing the violin. So he would be one of the ones included.
Nice.
Halftime shows, folks, they'll throw anything out there. If you have
But they're
talent,
pretty entertaining.
This kid was playing the violin for the entire halftime.
Okay, so games today are off?
No, they're off, Eddie. It's canceled. Big 12 canceled. SEC canceled.
So there's no basketball right now?
No!
Can I tell you my problem?
This is crazy.
I have a massive parlay that had Kentucky winning the SEC tournament, and I look online and it says Kentucky's been granted the automatic bid, which means they won the SEC tournament. I am very curious if Sportsbook is going to consider that a win.
It's a good
you go
question.
To ESPN.com. St. John's versus Creighton, canceled. Clemson, FSU, canceled. Minnesota, Iowa, canceled, canceled, canceled.
Hold on. I just pulled up canceled. Bovada.
There was games still going on Bovada.
There's a game right now.
Who is it?
Women's. North Carolina A&M and North Carolina Central.
There's no way they're playing.
Coach, they have 1 minute left.
Oh, well, that's why. Okay. They're going to finish it.
Okay.
But there's two baseball games going on right now. The rest are
still
canceled.
Going. Russia's
Let
still going.
Let the women
going.
Finish but the game in the name of Corona.
Don't worry. Hideki Matsuyama is winning the Players' Championship.
Yeah, golf doesn't give a crap. Keep it rolling, baby.
Dang.
He's winning the Players.
Coach, he's minus nine.
It's day one.
Oh, my gosh. That is huge.
It's day one.
That is huge.
No, Eddie, I wasn't saying who's – I was just making a point they're still playing. That's all I was
well,
saying.
Well, that's outdoors, right? Is that make it a little better than it's not all trapped in an arena?
Now, that I kind of maybe agree with, but I don't think there's any fans there that I know of. Maybe.
Really? Have we watched? Let's turn it on.
No, maybe Friday through Sunday I saw there's not going to be fans allowed.
Let's see if Lunchbox is right.
If we turn on a golf tournament and there's not one fan, that is weird.
Coach,
that's
they
like
were
us at the Munis.
I'm a little disappointed that we're not going to be able to see basketball games in empty arenas. I was kind of looking forward to that, just to see how it plays out.
Great point. And do they cancel March Madness?
Coach, they just did.
I don't know if they're going to cancel it, but
How do you cancel the conferences and not even
they're gonna
give the team
a chance? They're going to have to postpone it.
Yeah.
They're going to have to postpone it. Well, hell, the Ivy League canceled all spring sports.
Hey, Ivy
like,
League
all of them.
Was
so,
well ahead of it by a day
or
two.
Here we go. Here's your verdict. The Golf Channel is up, and is anyone there? Oh, Coach, the broadcast is even down. Oh, here we go. I don't know. It's commercial.
But I should have taken Matsuyama in my dang
Should have, could have, would have.
Look, I
you're
looked
right,
at him, but
there's no one there.
But he was 8,800. He was too much money.
Oh.
I can't believe
it's the animation of the drone going over the.
Like I was interested to see a sporting event with no fans.
Yes,
that was going
to
be interesting.
I was looking forward to
for
that
about
too.
1 minute. And then...
But now, but the NFL, says they're going to go on with free agency starting next week.
No, you're stupid. There are people there.
Yeah, it looks like.
What
a lot
did
of people...
I just damn say?
Those must be essential staff for golf.
Oh yeah, for sure. That guy.
I said. They may be there today, but on here it says that Friday through Sunday there will be no one but the personnel.
At the golf tournament?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude,
I would think being outdoors is different. You're not confined.
But there's still germs, I guess.
Hey, everybody worried about Corona, the golfers are like, I mean, if there's 3 million at stake, I'll play.
Hell yeah.
I mean, they don't give a crap.
Coach, I have a radio remote on Saturday, and they asked me legitimately, are you going to go to that remote? You can say no if you don't want. I'm like, for what? I don't care. Let's just do it.
I'm so...
Like really, we're not in control of what gets in our skin and our mouth. Like, it just happens.
Well, and the people saying, oh my... We had in the... side studio there. Oh, if we run out of toilet paper, it's gonna be a major issue. And that's not the issue. We run out of Michelob Ultra, that's gonna be a serious problem.
No, coach, they'll find a way to get us.
I
beer.
Can find other ways to wipe my butt. I cannot find other beer to drink.
All in one.
No way. I thought it went in the water. Or maybe he didn't have Corona.
Hole in one.
Right now? Live?
Right now. Look.
Hit the flag
right off the stick in.
As and we're watching.
And that's your hole. What's it? That hole 17.
That's the one Greg got on and won and then three-putted.
He didn't win. Oh, he got
buddy,
on it
my, my buddy, he played. He got yes. on and won.
Yeah. Green.
Oh, that was a, was that a replay?
You dumbass. Coach, that was Ryan Moore from 29 from last year.
Ryan Moore ain't been on the tour in a
It just
minute.
Said live. How am I supposed
God
to know that?
It,
but there is a bet. Will there be a hole in one or not?
There always is.
There always
that question.
Is.
Oh, you just saw that stat.
Question.
19, 18, 17, yeah. 16.
Hey, yeah. Question. Sorry it said live and I don't have the audio on and I just look up.
I just knew
up.
The odds of it actually happening while we're watching live. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's that's unbelievable.
Coach, come on.
I got pretty excited there for
you
a second.
You did. You love that
crap. Holy crap. Tiger just sunk one. That's a replay.
Here he is wearing red on a Thursday.
But you don't get excited when you see a hole in one?
No. Not from these guys.
You're an idiot. You are such an idiot.
How would I get excited to see a professional? Hold on.
You're so dumb.
To see a professional that plays golf 6 days a week and he hits every day of his life since he was 5 years old and he hits a hole-in-one and I'm supposed to get excited? Coach, the odds are...
So do you get excited during any sporting event? Does anything excite you?
Yeah, when I hit a bet.
No. Besides bet.
When it's a really close game and someone comes from behind and wins it.
Yeah. And they hit a shot?
Yeah, I like
but
that.
But why should you get excited about that shot? They hit it all the time. They play 6 days a week.
What? That's different. The scenario is completely different. Like, you're invested in the whole game. I'm not invested in Ryan Moore's career. I'm not invested for a dude that's
But if you're a fan of the sport, you want to see something exciting and amazing. Holes in one, that's exciting and amazing.
Holes in one, no, I don't, Coach. I don't know what you want me to say.
Oh, what's new? Rory's in the shrubs.
He'll win it.
No, he won't. Crazy? Dude, he didn't even come close last week.
Well, thanks a lot, Fowler. He's plus +4.
Why did you even put your money on Fowler?
Well, because he's usually good until Sunday, then he melts like ice cream.
You got to love McIlroy. You always see a lot of shrubbery and trees whenever they do the shots of him golfing.
Why do you like the players?
Ah! He went to the beach!
Why do you like the players?
That was just cool.
Just because of 17?
I like that. No, it's just all the
stuff. Not a major. It's
But all the big guys play. I like when all the big guys play, and it's a tough course. It's fun to watch. It's just a cool-looking course. But now, so what happens... Because NFL's going on with free agency, and now they're canceling all these pre-draft workouts for the college players. Agents are saying, hey, don't go to these. Like, they've got tape on you. They got enough tape. Don't go to the interviews. Everything is going to be pushed back. The draft is going to have to be pushed back. The NBA draft's going to be pushed back because the season.
Should we push back the show because there's no sports?
If they're not doing sports, Coach, what are we going to talk about?
Our lives. Like
we did that for 2 weeks.
Like what if we did a thing, the first podcast radio show.
Not about sports.
It's not about the first podcast radio show to just say we're taking 2 weeks off.
Do you want to hear about Corona. How excited I was about this drawing?
Because we know how excited
you are. You don't know. I had new rules. You got one block. So if you drew a name.
You can cock block.
You can say block and they go back in the bucket. They're not in.
Who would do that? Us?
Yes.
Oh,
who would do that to Locke?
That's up to you.
I would block Alonzo Gomez.
See, that's what I'm saying.
See, that person would kill us.
If we drew them and they hear their name, then and Ray goes, I want to exercise my block.
Alonzo, I'm just messing with you.
I love it, but that would be bad.
I thought that would be so cool.
I don't know anyone I would block.
Eddie, just go ahead and draw. See who you would have drawn. Okay, who would have been in?
All right, let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Who would have been
in? Who would have been in the tournament?
We're not doing this.
This isn't real.
No, we're not. No.
This is fake.
Jake Campbell.
Block! Jake!
Block!
Block! Oh!
Put him back in.
All right.
We use Jake's our blocks in the first three.
Oh, man.
We don't even know Jake. Poor dude.
All right. Let's see who I'd have drawn. Who would have been the second person into the March Madness?
Taylor.
Oh, good. I put a blank one in there. That was smart.
That would have been anticlimactic.
Block.
Oh, here we go. Princess EMGS. Princess Imgus.
You don't think one of our girls from Vegas got in the drawing, do you?
I mean,
now
unreal.
Princess, stage number 4.
Like, my brother's supposed to go see Stapleton tonight in Austin. Postponed.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But he Stapleton played in Corpus Christi last night, no problem.
Well, everything's happening now. Today. Late last night, I guess, when it started trickling, but...
Tom Hanks, coronavirus.
Yeah, and his wife.
And they're the ones that are in trouble because they're older, right?
No, I mean, I'm sure they're healthy-ish.
Here's what I've seen. I've seen news things where one guy, a doctor, goes play-by-play of what happens with the corona as it's affecting him, and he goes, man, it's hard to breathe. I got lightheaded. I was vomiting. And then you have somebody else who goes, I beat it already. I'm great now.
The problem is that, specialty speaking here, I know what I'm talking about. The problem is, with viruses, you can't treat it. So you literally just have to play it out. And that's the problem. If your body can't fight it, you're screwed.
No, but the flu, you treat it.
You got nothing, Coach. You have Theraflu or whatever. Oh,
that helps, right?
It helps with symptoms.
If you got coronavirus, what are you taking to fight it?
Nothing. Tylenol.
There's nothing to take.
Nope. Pain treatment.
NyQuil.
You can take something.
Just for your symptoms so you don't hurt, but it's still in your body. It's still doing what it's doing.
What
it's
do
a virus.
Do? What do you do? Poop it out?
That's why whenever they ask, like, you know, if you're sick, right. Do you have a bacterial infection or a viral infection?
That's when you go see, like, when I take the kid to the doctor, he's like, oh, it's just a virus. Nothing we can do
nothing
for it.
Nothing you can do about it. That's a virus. Now, if it's bacterial, you can take antibiotics and it'll kill it, and you're good in, like, 3 days. Wow. This thing, Coach, it's up to your body to fight it or not. If your body wants to be a little beep, it won't fight it.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, we never saw something like this happening. Last night, so I went to bed, and my fiance goes, you missed it, everything. Boom, Tom Hanks. Then comes the NBA. Then what was also last night?
And Major League Soccer now. 30 days, they're taking off. Like, wait, boom.
Yeah, but nobody watches that, so.
Is that kind of dumb?
You see, Eddie, this is why you're stupid.
What? What did I say?
No one watches it.
I'm speaking truth.
Okay, Nashville, they had their season opener.
Didn't watch it.
You want to know how many people were in the stands? 60,000 people.
It was their first game ever.
Okay.
Who showed up to their second game?
They haven't had one. They were in Portland.
There you go. No one went.
Great
they had
fact
to cancel
there.
It.
I mean, how many? I want you to look. I want to know how many times the Titans got 60,000 fans this season.
Coach, probably their first game ever.
I'm
when
talking about this
when
season.
Something's new, people go, and then they're just like, eh, all right.
So, do you think it's dumb they canceled the conference tourneys that they've already started? Man, that's a
I don't know. I worry that we're overreacting to this.
Yes, we are.
But at the same
better
time,
better safe than sorry, though.
Right.
But you can't just
Coach,
cancel
that's
life.
What I'm saying.
Coach, here's the problem.
When chaos, the way we're doing it right now, America's treating it, that's how chaos starts.
Here's the problem, Coach.
You know, you're right. Because we're still going to work. We're still going to restaurants.
Like we're still living our lives. No, we're just not going to the big concerts and games.
I know. It's big gatherings of people. But we're still going to a restaurant, like you said. We're going to eat next to people.
People are still going to the grocery store. People are still walking down the streets in New York to go to, I mean.
Touching things.
If you want to stop it, everybody has to stay in their house for 2 weeks.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Exactly.
People lose their minds.
But here's the thing with the sports. Like, with all the canceling and everything, the sports machine, it's like a factory. I mean, it just keeps rolling out, and it's perfectly timed. When the championship happens, the next sport starts, and so on and so on. So it's perfectly timed. Now, with these cancellations and postponements or whatever, Coach, we're going to be backed up. We may have football, baseball, basketball, everything going
on
the
football.
Same
week. We got XFL. I haven't heard anything
Coach,
about
you shut it with XFL.
Let me see if XFL's canceled anything.
I mean, the World Cup, the Olympics, everything's going to be Coach Bovada's going to explode.
The Olympics are canceled. They have to be.
No, I'm saying postponed.
I mean,
you have to have
I
the
hear
Olympics.
I hear you guys with the postponement and I want it so bad, but I think March Madness is canceled.
Oh my
the God. Way they've just thrown out these, ACC,
Coach,
Big 12, stop.
You can't tell Kansas, I know you worked your ass off and you really killed it this year. Sorry, you're not going to win
it. Well, people are saying, what about Dayton? They finally have a good season, they cancel
okay,
it.
Okay, Dayton.
Hey, this is pervert Michigan State. We didn't stand a chance anyways. Canceled the thing.
San Diego State, listen, I know you're a no-name school. You did had a great season. It's not going to work. We're not going to determine this year.
Guys, I'm telling
you're
you.
You're SOL.
No,
they can't
do
postpone
that.
It.
You can't, no, you can't cancel
you can't postpone
it. You got to postpone it.
No, you can't postpone it. These guys are going to, they're not going to postpone it for 2 weeks and then do it. That'll
they
be
have
the,
to.
You realize it'll be the crappiest basketball.
No, you're
ever
right, because everybody's going to
get
cold.
Dude, can you imagine a Bouquet? Listen. A Bouquet's going to throw it over the backboard. His hook shot will be terrible.
But people that are injured, it's going to help them get back.
Dude.
In 2 weeks, they're going to be able to play. They were going to maybe miss the tournament. Oh, now I can play.
Freaking all of a sudden, Klay Thompson's back, Kevin Durant.
Oh, wow.
I just,
all the injuries are back?
I can't.
Akatafuko?
Like, how can you tell these kids, hey, this is what you've dreamed about? And now it's just over.
Yeah, and you have no chance to win now.
You have no chance to win. Like, your senior year, I came back to school because I want to win a national title.
Seniors night.
No, I want to win a national title. Oh, sorry, you're just not even going to have the opportunity to win the title. They have to play it at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy.
The way they just threw aside these conference tourneys.
I just drew LV football 83.
Blocked.
You would have been in the tournament, but nope.
We would have used all three of our blocks right away.
Now whoever's next is automatically in.
And the XFL, the LA-Seattle game will go on as scheduled this weekend.
No one
with no
gives
fans
a-
in the no fans.
Oh. Dude, so there's no difference.
Sports Center is going to have to close up shop. Oh my gosh, Stephen A. Smith is out of a job.
Coach, what about sports bars? I mean,
no, everywhere is good. Like
our bar, what's the next domino? Are bars going to start to close? Hell no.
Yeah.
Restaurants will close before bars.
Bars are smart, but bars are like, we'll still take
like
the money.
Like Vegas, I saw Vegas, I don't know what properties it was, but they were closing all buffets.
Vegas buffets, man. That's the ticket they give you when you're doing good at the...
All the buffets are closed.
Dude, I mean, they're closing the... You can't do the finger food at grocery stores anymore.
Hey,
samples.
Real talk, have you guys been to the grocery store?
Yeah.
So have you bought stuff just in case?
No.
Ray?
I have not bought stuff just in case, but we do shop at Costco, so we are stocked up on some stuff. But I will say I was at Publix yesterday. People were kind of walking around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah.
I was like, you people need to calm down.
Did they have toilet paper?
Down. I don't know. I didn't look for random. I looked for... You don't need toilet paper. Well, you can wipe your butt with your hand.
What about
all the people?
Disgusting.
Coach, all the people that are posting on.
Have you ever wiped your butt with your hand?
Hold on.
Have you ever been in the woods?
Yeah.
Hold on. You use a leaf.
No, toilet paper, guys.
No, in the woods.
Paper with you.
No, but if you're in the woods.
Then
and
your
you
shirt.
No, a leaf.
Your
you
underwear.
Use leaves.
Your underwear.
No, you use leaves if you're in the woods. You don't use your damn hand.
Coach, you cannot use a leaf. What if there's an ant on your leaf? Like, you can't do that.
Yes. You can use a leaf. People do it.
Yes.
You don't use your hand. Or you just get in the water.
You know, that's the best. When you're at the beach, doing it in the water,
yeah.
comes out clean.
What do you do then? You use your hand, right?
Comes out clean.
No, you use your hand.
No. If you're in the water and you poop, if you poop in the water, you don't have to wipe. That's like what a boudet is. When you sit on it.
Bidet.
Whatever.
Boudet.
You combine Buddha in a...
Okay.
And boudin balls.
But I have talked to people, and they swear by them.
Who?
My cousin? All his buddies, his groomsmen.
Oh, you're so stupid.
They've all installed the boudin in their houses.
Yeah?
They have?
Yes, on their toilets.
I haven't been to the grocery store, so I don't know what...
Okay, you need to go, because if you want to see some people wide-eyed...
I'm going to go today.
Dude, go there and just...
Dude, you're going to see so much stuff sold out.
I'm buying beer.
There's not a lot, honestly. There was everything there.
No, hand sanitizer's gone.
Who needs that?
No. Forget the hand sanitizer. I need soap.
Like, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Say that's gone.
People are buying all that.
Soap.
That's what I don't understand. Everybody's buying hand sanitizer. How about you buy soap,
that's
you dumbasses?
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, why not have soap?
Is the soap sold out?
No.
That's stupid.
That's what I mean.
That's stupid.
Where are you putting that hand sanitizer? Probably in your bathroom or your...
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just wash your hands?
Yeah,
hand sanitizer is going on eBay for triple, quadruple.
What about
it's
meat,
cost.
Steaks?
That's all fully
chicken.
They have everything.
Oh, what are we worried about then?
But so grocery
because
store,
they're worried that grocery stores are going to close.
Why would grocery
why would
stores
they
close?
I'll volunteer at Kroger.
No, because the people working there are. Listen, the workers there are going to get coronavirus from people coming through their lines.
It doesn't matter. You're going to get if you're going to get it. You're going to get it,
dude.
That's
will
not
say,
true.
Like, what do you mean it's not
That's
true?
That's not true. If you stay home, you cannot get it.
But nobody...
no one's going to stay home.
Nobody financially can stay at home for
unless
a month.
Unless they're going to pay me to stay home.
Unless you're a housewife. And it's...
Well, a housewife has a working husband, usually. That's
yes,
kind of how...
And I'm sorry to stereotype like that.
Or a house husband has a
yes,
working wife.
Either or, not to be sexist. But what I'm saying is... Some people can stay at home. I physically cannot stay at home to keep my job.
Like, right. What are we going to watch on TV? Like, I don't
Nothing.
Know what to watch.
Netflix. You can just start catching up on Netflix stuff.
Dude.
Like, what do you recommend, though? I don't know what to watch.
The Hunters was really good.
My mom liked that.
It was a really. I think you would like it, too.
Okay.
You know what's about to happen? Bovada is about to start freaking the crap out.
No, coach,
I bet they start just
they are
giving
not
a,
freaking out.
Stop.
Lithuania's got two games today.
But when all that stuff gets canceled. What I'm saying is, I bet Bovada
coach,
gives
Lithuania is not going to cancel.
I bet Bovada gives us money.
Season
just,
41
hey,
of
sorry.
Survivor, they're pushing it back 2 months because of Corona. They halted Amazing Race because of Corona.
So what we've seen is everything is going to get canceled.
Big Brother is no way it's going to be able to go on because
Heck
of
no.
Corona. Because
everybody's in the house right next to each other.
Guys, stop freaking out, all right? It's going to be fine.
Coach, well, I wasn't freaking out until...
Get in the bunker!
Dude, until last night I wake up and NBA Dunzo, NBA player has Corona. And then today, all the conference tourneys canceled. Probably by the time this airs, March Madness will be Dunzo as we know it. That's when I kind of started to panic. What am I going to do all weekend? Hopefully the player. Oh, what's new? Rory is in a shrub in a tree.
He's hoping they
if
cancel
you wanna
this.
See,
Rory's just like, please cancel the tournament.
And people are freaking out. Last night, Vince Carter came in the game and hit
Vince
a three.
Vince Carter's still playing?
Yes.
And he is susceptible. He has a compromising.
He's 80. Can't be playing.
He hit a three, and they're like, oh my gosh, what goosebumps. Vince Carter, that might be his last bucket. Guys, the season's not over.
No. They mean his last bucket because he may get Corona.
Because they think the NBA season is going to pick up at some point. They're not going to just vacate it and end. So Vince Carter will have more games. So let's relax.
Boys, good news. The Greyhounds on Bovada are still running.
Coach, they can't catch the corona. Guys, tell me this. This is maybe the dumbest question of all time. Everybody's so smart. They're watching YouTube documentaries. They're watching the news. Tell me this. How did corona start? I'll leave the floor open. Please just tell me.
No one knows.
I don't know.
That's the answer?
No one knows.
Wow.
I mean, how did the flu start?
Well, I thought at first they said it was a meat market.
Yeah, fish market. Close.
Wow. And in Wuhan, China.
First they thought it was a fish market, and then it came out later that it was like from a laboratory. It was created, and then it leaked. But no one knows if that's true or not. I don't know.
Can you believe it can get all around the world?
That's what I love about it.
That's nuts.
That is how fast we move as human beings. We move so quickly and so fast, and the long distances that we move, that we can get some in China in a week.
Yes.
Less than that.
You can get it overnight.
Overnight, but I mean, it takes not every state. Like it goes from country to country, state to state, city to city, and then next thing you know, it's just like your neighbor has
it. Do you really need to cancel these games? Could you just say, hey, you can't go to the SEC tournament if you've been overseas?
Or look, if you live in Kentucky,
but how would you know?
If you live in Kentucky and you haven't left the ranch in 2 weeks, you're good. You can go to the Kentucky basketball game.
Why don't you just say, all right, here's the deal. This is what it does. It may kill you. We're still going to do whatever you want. It's up to you if you want to die
or
not.
But here's the problem. You're also putting the players at risk.
Right. And so players, you know this can kill you. If you want to play ball, come play. If not, don't play.
Well, and the cruise ships
now,
did
see,
it all.
I'm okay with – I think you,
you
ask the
know
players.
Know what the risks are.
You ask the players, the coaches, hey, do you want to coach? Do you want to play? Okay, then you can play.
Correct. I guarantee you 80% of the people would still play.
They would absolutely play. But at the same time...
Yeah, as an NBA player, you don't want to take this time off. You are hot. You're rolling towards... Well, you're into form right now, dude.
I was talking more college players because they're not getting paid.
Yeah, right. There's
so
no
their
money
health,
involved.
They're putting their health on the line. Now, they're young. They're 18 to 22-year-olds, so they have no perspective on... the long run, on the safety issues. Charles Barkley came out and told...
NHL done?
Yeah, NHL too.
We didn't announce that.
I didn't even see that.
That was, what, like 20 minutes ago?
Charles Barkley came out and told, like, put pressure on his boss saying, hey, we got to cancel the NCAA tournament.
But what's like, to me, Charlie can stay in a studio.
Charlie or Charles?
Charles.
Who's Charlie?
I've never heard somebody call him Charlie.
No, no, no. I know him. I call him Charlie.
Yeah.
He calls me Ed. I call him Charlie.
Well, he can stay in the studio, but he's talking about for the student athletes and the coaches and everybody involved with them.
Guys,
that's what he means.
It's up to them. I feel like they just leave it up to the people.
This is so disheartening.
It really is, man.
Because it is my favorite freaking
time
thing
of the
year.
Yeah,
ours.
Not Christmas.
No, hell no. Who cares about Christmas?
You like Thanksgiving?
It's all right. I like Christmas better than Thanksgiving.
You like Easter?
Yeah, Easter, whatever.
What about the 4th of July?
Pretty freaking cool.
Yeah? But is it as cool as March Madness?
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
No, it is. And my birthday falls during March Madness, and I love it, man. You get to watch games, you celebrate, whatever. Dude, I'm not even going to have a birthday.
Okay, Coach.
Coach, I can't. Where am I going to go? To a bar?
Coach.
A restaurant? No
yeah,
one's going to come
gonna
to
go?
My birthday.
Where are you going to go? What are you going
to
do?
Have you had to cancel anything in your life because
no.
of Exactly.
Well, Coach, Corona just started.
Oh.
Yes, we had the iHeart Festival.
Whoa.
Canceled.
It is?
Festival in
Austin.
Austin canceled?
Yeah.
When?
100%?
Look, it came out.
100% canceled?
Yeah. Or postponed, whatever you want to call it.
Postponed.
Well, there's a difference.
Yeah, big difference.
Oh.
Coach, has your life changed at all?
As an iHeart employee, you should never announce false information about your own festival.
No, that's what the people upstairs said.
You should get it like the factual press release before you talk about it.
Because everything at the Irwin Center is postponed.
There we go. So maybe it's postponed. I don't know.
Like everything at the Irwin Center is postponed.
Man, if you're a musician, this is a tough couple weeks because you play for those weekend shows. Not the big ones, but people that are playing at mom and pop bars. I mean, it's probably going to
hurt.
Yeah,
the ones that are grinding.
Yeah, the grinders.
It's hard for everybody if you're... Oh, that was a terrible shot.
Dude, why am I seeing more water and trees from the players? Did any of these guys hit
cat?
It on the fairway?
Adam had one.
I don't have him. I'm just so... Oh, Pat Kennelly, that's another one.
Canley, yeah, he's a good one.
Damn, I should have picked him too. I'm in last place. Right
I, have a, what's his name? Harold Varner III.
Okay.
He hasn't teed off yet.
Oh.
No, don't worry. Who do I have? I'll tell you who mine are. Tommy Fleetwood, Ricky Fowler, Tyrell Hatton.
Where's Fleetwood at?
I would never.
Hatton minus three, that's good.
I get Fowler's won it before, but he has been ice cold.
He's won the players before?
Yeah.
Kevin Kisner.
Really?
Matt Kuchar and Xander Schauffele.
Xander,
coach.
Good one, coach.
Here we go.
And Jordan Spieth.
TD.
And
TD Musselwhite. TD Musselwhite. You would have been in.
Blocked.
No. You already used it. He would have been in.
Oh, okay.
You want to draw someone else just to get their hype up?
I hope Mo gets picked.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach, somebody's going to tune into this podcast late and think their name
Who jumps in the middle of the podcast?
Who starts a podcast late?
There's got to be somebody.
No one.
If you do, tweet us.
No one just started. Hey,
Irregular Meat won.
Ah, Irregular Meat. He out.
Blocked.
Blocked.
No, there's no block.
Oh.
Ray, you want to draw someone?
No.
Ray, come on, man. It's fun.
Coach.
All right, are we done, and are we going to do a show tomorrow?
There's nothing to do.
We need to follow suit with sports. We're a sports show. The sore losers, we need to put out a press release.
Drew Who, 1109, you would have been in. You would have been in if we were doing it.
Can we do a press release? Sore losers are postponing their shows until further notice.
No, we'll just not do one tomorrow.
A press
because
release?
Everything is canceled today.
Who the hell is sore losers? Coach, hear me out. What do you guys think about this? Since Lithuania is still going and some of these other countries, should we just start watching those games and reporting on those?
Josh Tucker, you would have been in. Would have been in.
Soccer? They're still doing soccer in South America. Should we?
I mean, a lot of the soccer's postponed.
No, but the world soccer.
Hey, but what's the...
No, I'm not talking U.S., like... Overseas, England and Europe, they're canceling.
Was coronavirus being spread at athletic events?
Yeah, obviously, if freaking Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
One case. There had to have been another place.
Do you understand?
Coach, I bet you a lot more have them. They don't even know yet.
Planes need to be shut down, not athletic events.
Planes do need to be shut down.
Yeah, I mean, the planes should have been shut down 2 weeks ago.
Like, if it's that big of a deal,
then leave people in their countries.
If
like,
it's that
quarantine
big of a deal,
the countries.
We're canceling all these sporting events. What about these ships that are going?
Or tour buses. Like, you know,
everything.
I go down to the Country Music Hall of Fame and I watch these little buses, old people pull up and they just come pouring out.
No, I'm saying when, like, all right.
What about Broadway? Broadway needs to be canceled.
I mean,
ellipses_CG. You would have been in.
Out of all the movies out there about viruses and these things that get out and they kill mass, contagion, whatever.
Tremors.
All of those. We didn't learn that when there's an outbreak in that country, just seal that country off.
Yes.
Don't fly to it. Don't let anyone fly out of it.
Yes.
Don't let anyone leave it.
Timothy 9676215. You would have been in.
Outside the box. Other places that need to close right now. Disney World needs to be donezo. There needs to be a huge thing. Disney World, thank you for flying.
Yeah, you can't really come here.
Like, Disney World's donezo.
Huh?
Disney World does need to say, hey, you can't come here.
Stuff that needs to jump on board right now with the sports trend and just be like, okay, wow, we're ahead of this now. So that's the type of
place. So are we just canceling the world?
Yeah, I'm just taking a few
days
off.
How long would we cancel the world for?
It had to be a month.
That's going to be the boringest month ever.
No, you have TV.
It has to be a month.
But even a month, people are still going to have it, right?
I don't think so. I mean, not if everyone takes precautions.
Because here's the thing. People that have it now, they're going to have to get treated, right?
What did I tell you? You don't get treated. It just passes through your body.
No.
I hope you're an expert on this.
He's not.
We're going to get blasted.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Coach. You go to Walgreens and they have a Corona pill that you take and they treat you. They don't have crap, guys. That's the problem.
Then why do they put them in quarantine?
So they can sweat it out and let it run its course, and then they're done.
So when they're in quarantine, they're not giving them anything.
No, you idiot. They're hydrating them.
Okay.
They're giving them vitamin C just so their body can fight it. They're not giving them a freaking pill.
You know, another churches honestly need to be closed.
But that's coaching. Praying's very powerful.
Coach, there's so much of that in there. Big old mega churches shut down.
Yeah. We just got our health screening today. They're in there. We're just in a room pricking my blood. Hey.
Did she touch you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She touched me too.
Wait, what?
Our health screening should have been canceled today because I just touched all of you guys nuts.
You touched my nuts?
Peyton Reagan.
Didn't you test that?
Peyton Reagan.
Coach,
you would have been in.
Stop
Peyton Reagan. You would have been in.
Names out.
Coach, Peyton. I thought it was one of those, a physical, our health test.
You know
it was
what?
Actually just height and weight.
You know how I'm going to look at this? I'm saving myself some money. I wouldn't have won the bracket anyway.
T_Whiskers.
That's the worst outlook of it all.
T_Whiskers. No, what happens to my Kansas bet? If it, I just get my money back.
No, somebody's saying you need to get your money. No, you need to get your 500. You need to put it up on props.
No one will buy it.
No one's going to buy it.
How stupid are you?
Dude, when there's no games. If you, when it's canceled,
if you
why would
predicted
they,
the national championship and the season got canceled.
If you can find the idiot that would buy that ticket off a lunchbox, please put him on air. I want to hear what this dude is.
No, because I really think they're going to play this tournament eventually.
I think so, too.
They can't take 3 weeks off and then play
they can.
No, they can't.
F Flores underscore 22 would have been in. Would have been in. I mean, that's the hype. You are sitting here waiting to hear your name. Sort of like at the
No one cares anymore.
At the NFL draft, you're sitting there to wait your name. That's what this draft is. Do you know how many people are in this bucket?
How many?
Whose water bottle is this?
Not mine. That's how Corona spreads, dude.
That's a droplet. More water in here.
Oh my God!
Dang it!
So the Fox Sports guys and you have kissed today.
Hey. Lee Collins.
Look
Lee Collins, you've been.
My beer token.
Lee Collins. Hey.
That thing fell down this hole like what? 2 months ago.
You know what needs to be canceled? Brunches around town. Everybody.
Bachelorette party. I mean, what if it's your bachelorette party?
Who does brunches?
Everybody. Have you seen this place on a Sunday, Coach?
Yeah, no, I don't.
It is. I mean, you think it. Oh, Friday nights are crazy.
Dude, what about schools? Why is school still in session?
They're not. They're not. So my kids have tomorrow off, and then it's spring break, so they automatically just have a week off.
Danielle Dearman, you would have been in.
Should they close the beaches in Fort Lauderdale?
No, I think outdoors is a little bit better because
I think so too.
So this Corona is forcing people outdoors. I've never thought I'd see the day this many people are going to be outside.
So what you're saying is the playground is a good place to go.
Yes.
With kids.
No, because they all touch themselves and like put their hands in their mouths and everything. Kids are disgusting.
I mean, it is. I'm just really sad. Like, I cannot. I've never lived in a world where there's no sports. Like,
and it's all happened at once. You didn't really get a time to grieve the NBA.
Exactly.
Because, boom, then NHL came. Then the conference
then
tourney's
the MLS,
canceled.
And then
MLB's pushed back.
Yeah.
Opening day.
This is crazy.
They're going to suspend operations.
Now, but you realize it's only for a couple weeks. Then we're back to normal.
Okay, let's talk about something normal, okay? Dwayne Wade. I'm going to talk about Dwayne Wade, and he's one of those parents. So his son is on a high school basketball team, and they're going to be playing for the state title or whatever. And Dwayne Wade said, I won't be there. He goes, my son's not playing, so the coach, I don't need to be there, so I don't do anything to that coach.
Well, I don't understand.
I thought Wade played with Bronny.
He does. But Wade's kid is a senior and doesn't get any playing time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so his son won't be there?
No, Dwayne Wade won't be. He said, I will not be there, Wade said. My son isn't playing, and I don't want to do nothing to that coach.
What does that mean? Like he's threatening the coach?
Yes, basically. Like, Dwayne Wade, get over yourself. Sorry your kid's not good enough. Don't be that parent. That was my dad's one rule. He was like, I will never be that parent that goes to a coach and says, why isn't my kid playing?
No, those parents are weird. But you know what, though? Like
they have stud athletes on this team. Like, they got five guys that are going D1.
Yeah, but that's ballsy of the coach to not play Dwayne Wade's son. Like, it's pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
Because most coaches would just be like,
D Wade's son.
I got to do it. You know?
Yeah, but for him to go, he was on TNT, on the inside the NBA, saying that.
That's pretty stupid.
On national television.
Well, TV isn't as existing as we knew it.
What does that even mean?
You know, tell me what you mean.
No comment.
Coach, what are you talking about?
God, dude.
You checked out.
Major League Baseball is expected to suspend baseball operations indefinitely.
We've said that.
I thought that meant like maybe the whole season.
Hey, the Astros have said they would like to keep playing to make a...
Hey, did you see... Oh, my gosh. I think it was maybe the Braves or the Royals were playing the Astros in spring training. And so, warming up, they were playing the song, I Saw the Sign.
Okay. I saw the sign.
And it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. That is great.
That's great.
That is next level trolling.
Shut up.
No, you got to be careful with that. I know a guy that got fired because umps one time made a bad call, and he was the music guy, and he played Three Blind Mice and got fired.
Where, at Texas State?
No.
Where was this?
Can't do details, but yeah. So you gotta be careful
region?
With that music.
Michigan?
No, Texas.
Oh, Texas.
You gotta be careful
Brandon
with that music.
Nittig, you would have been
Whoa,
in.
Whoa,
Brandon Nittig, you would have been in. Gosh, that is. All right. I'm so sad.
It's very sad,
like,
man.
We're taking tomorrow off because I'm just in mourning. Like, I just can't
we
do it.
We need to put out a tweet that says the sore losers are – we need to structure it exactly how SportsCenter's done all their dramatic ones. The sore losers – okay, here we go. The sore losers
– St. Patrick.
Are suspending operations indefinitely, according to the sore losers, until the coronavirus is solved.
Uptown 10271.
As long as
you'd
we word
in.
It the way SportsCenter.
Coach, can you please tweet that? That's really funny, actually.
Big sack. Big sack, you would have been
in. Word it exactly the way you
just
said.
Do this. Like, the SportsCenter Instagram is so dramatic right now. Breaking news. The NHL has suspended its season due to the rapid spread of coronavirus, but hopes to resume in the future. Here's MLB. Breaking news. Major League Baseball is expected to suspend baseball operations indefinitely.
That is a great
today.
Tweet. That is a great tweet. And then, Coach, what indefinitely means is whenever we want to come back, we come back.
I understand. So we can come back Monday. Because Grayson Allen was suspended indefinitely by Duke, and I think he sat out one game.
And then we come back Monday, but the tweet looks legit.
VB, Chris Evans, you would have been in. Would have been in.
Oh, I know Chris Evans.
Yeah. He would have been in.
So Donovan Mitchell and
Captain America.
Gobert got it. What were they doing? Touching
Steve
each other?
Gobert?
What were they doing? Grabbing each other? How'd they spread that to each other? Just handshakes?
No, probably the microphones, Coach.
Oh.
Or in the locker room. I mean, you're...
Oh, they're whipping each other with the towel.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That happens. Sword fights. People were not so there. We don't know.
So that means other
Jazz
players...
Yeah, you know
players.
Sword fights. You know what it means.
Oh, man, the Jazz, dude.
Let's see.
Oh,
at Dial Soap would have been in.
Oh, there he
at
is.
Dial
There's
Soap.
Taylor.
He'd have been in.
Hey, canceled. Blocked. What is it?
What about all these people congregating at the players
Lunchbox
right now?
Lunchbox says there's no one.
Like, get out. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Now, the players are like, we will go on as scheduled.
Bobby Lanis, you'd have been in.
Coach,
Bobby Lanis.
There are probably like 10,000 people in that one hole.
All just right next to each other, all grabbing the same bathroom stall. Look at that.
Look like ants walking around.
That's how it's spreading right now.
My throat does feel a little sore.
Stop. Stop. Coach?
Oh, Coach, it does. I don't know what it is. I don't know whose water that was I was drinking.
All right,
we done?
Yeah, I mean, this is just sad.
Is there another domino that...
Right here, 2 hours ago, I told you, PGA Tour bans fans from remainder of 2020 Players Championship.
Coach, this is a live shot.
Dude. They were already there. He said they're saying from
here
on.
Oh, so the
on,
doors have closed.
Yes.
But so these guys can stay there all weekend because
no,
they're
no,
in.
No, no, oh. Only today. Okay. I said that earlier.
Okay.
There's somebody's kids out there playing with Tonka trucks. He's been quarantined to the golf course.
Oh, my
they,
gosh.
They camp out.
There's little quarantine tents, dude.
People are laying in the sand traps getting a suntan, you know what I mean? Like treating it like the beach.
Somebody's got his jet ski out there on the river lake.
Alex Gordon would have been in, too.
So tomorrow they're going to do round two, but with no one there?
That's what they say, except for personnel.
God, that sucks for Matsuyama. What if they cancel the tournament?
I know. You know who it also sucks for? Andrew Mullen. He'd have been in.
I really want to know, though, because Kentucky is the automatic bid. They won the automatic bid if I won that bet. Because if they do, props to Bovada. Mad respect to them for crediting that.
Brandon McCoy would have been in. All right, let's go home.
I say some restaurants start coming out and closing doors.
They have to.
Okay.
Have to.
I'm feeling, not to name drop them, I don't want to say, I'm not saying these restaurants have closed, but like an Applebee's.
Don't, oh, my God.
Or a Chili's. I could see them
sore,
saying.
I just went to Chili's on
sore
Saturday.
Sore _ fan would have been in.
I'm glad they used our name in their Twitter without our permission.
Brant Lee C. would have been in.
Guys, you guys need to work on your Twitters. Just
Coach,
put your name on it.
You're being so rude right now.
Paul These people, Aguilar would have been in.
You're rubbing it in their faces.
No, I'm just playing the game.
No. Coach, because now these people are going to tune in and think that they're on it. Kepka hasn't done well in years.
And plop. Oh.
No,
oh.
He hasn't made anything.
P. Stallman 24.
He's not practicing.
He'd have been in. Yeah, he doesn't practice.
He looks real dumb now.
Yeah, maybe he should be practicing.
Hey, when you're on top, you can say that stuff. Now
you
he's
see
like,
me on TV,
Connor,
oh, that's my practice.
Connor _A9, you would have been in.
There's
no,
Matsuyama.
He shows up for the majors.
Look
that's
at those
care.
Two bros at the players. They're sitting there, legs are touching. I mean, they don't care about Corona.
Jared Atz would have been
All right,
in.
We're done with this crap.
I mean, this is crazy.
All right, we done?
Yeah, I think we're done. But,
prediction, because I'm telling you, something's going to drop. There's another shoe to fall.
Ricky D_18 would have been in.
Your call on March Madness.
postponed till mid-April.
What the? They're going to take a month off? These guys are going to be ice cold. Dude, you think Kansas is bad at threes now? April. Wait till mid-April.
I'm with you, Lunch. March, April. April Madness.
I am Junior 007. You would have been in.
I'm saying the whirlwind continues. They cancel March Madness.
God. That's just too much money to cancel it. Outright cancel it. There's too much money on the line.
I can't believe they started the SEC tournament and then canceled it. But they even had a step in place where they said no fans will be allowed. It's just important personnel.
I met a mom of a Tennessee player yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, one of the starters. He's a freshman out of Charleston, South Carolina. And she loves the show.
Everything cool with him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Jay Allen Davis, okay. You would have been in. You would have been in.
But hey, how are we going to bet this weekend?
You got to go overseas.
You want to do heads or tails right now?
Hey, there's always coins and dice, my friend. Listen, what I was going to say, though, they started the SEC tournament so people came in from all these states. They were already brought in here. Why cancel it?
All these people in these tournaments had traveled.
But they're already in here with the coronavirus.
We've all already played
Sambo Ballin. Sambo Ballin would have been in.
That's my boy!
No.
Yes, it is.
Sambo Ballin would have been in.
Blocked.
Dude. Oh, he's out, dude. Sorry.
Hey, but I'm saying they were already in Nashville. All these people are all grabbing each other. So I'm saying
they're still
going
to be going out to restaurants.
They're all going to bars.
But the NCAA doesn't want to be responsible if it outbreaks at their event. So it's bad PR if they go to the event and be like, oh,
So it's selfish.
A little bit.
Man.
Michelle Rockwell, you'd have been in.
I like her.
Michelle
She's Rockwell. Nice.
You know cruises, though, are still going out of port?
No, they're not.
They're not?
Carnival has suspended. My
buddy's on Royal right now.
I saw a video of them still out there at sea, and people were waving from their rooms.
What about Matthew Korn?
I don't know Matthew.
Well, he'd have been in.
Good dude, though.
He'd have been in.
My buddy was chilling.
All right, guys, we were just going on and on.
You guys are. I've been ready to hit the buzzer.
Look at Harris English. He doesn't give up about Corona, dude. He's playing golf, loving life. Everybody else is
Christian Vizcaino.
Okay, how many practice swings is he? He's already taken like three patches of grass off.
He's in third place. Let him keep doing it.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Dude, he golfs like a turd.
What does that mean?
It was just like the simplest swing and just nothing to it.
Coach, that's how it's supposed to do it.
That's how it's
make it look easy.
Wow.
No, that's actually not a good shot.
Well, I mean, he's not going to bird, but he'll par.
There's Rami. Rami Noodle.
Ed Herrera, nice, you would have been in.
Oh, I like Ed.
Perry Holcomb, you'd have been in.
I like him too. It's cool.
Mac_561, you would have been in.
Mac the man.
Mac Daddy.
Seth Graber, you'd have been in.
Sethy baby.
Hey. What's an event in April, May? What events can they cancel? Another big one.
Huh?
May.
I mean, so St. Patty's Day parties, they're canceled.
No, they said that. New York City.
And Boston.
So that's it. St. Patty's Day is donezo.
Donezo.
Wow.
All right.
We're done.
Wow. So, yeah, guys, all this stuff's canceled. But if you go to the beaches in South Padre Island, Panama City, Daytona Beach, there's still thousands of students getting up, and they're going to go take it to their colleges then.
Coach, can people still buy T-shirts, though?
Yeah. Right. ShopSoreLosers.com.
Okay.
Can we put out that tweet, please?
We have to do that right now.
I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Goodbye. Oh, hey, guys, wash your hands, all right?